This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1705. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 23rd, Bolivia, Canada, Chile, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Greece, Hawaii, India, Indonesia, Korea North, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Micronesia, Oklahoma, Philippines, Russia, Rwanda, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, Tatarstan, Tibet, Ukraine, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Claudio Galas in Chile says he's heard one of those way out of band South American stations that remain, Radio San Jose in Bolivia on 5580.3. January 20th at 2341. It's listed as 250 watts by Aoki. Best reception was on USB rather than in the AM mode. He heard an apparently religious choral piece of music. I try for it now and then too, but seldom have a trace of it. 5580.3. Remember hearing a marine weather net called Southbound 2, primarily for yachters. That's Southbound Roman numeral II. It was on 12359 USB. We heard it at least about 3 years ago. Now Harry Van Voet in Ontario sends a story from the Toronto Globe and Mail of January 15th. Canadian weather watcher's life-saving work wins kudos from U.S. Coast Guard. It's about Herb Hilgenberg, who used to run this net from his home in Burlington, Ontario. You can read the whole story in the Globe and Mail. Search for it in their archive for January 15th. Or see the new DX Listing Digest, number 14-04, via worldofradio.com. A few months ago, we reported a feeder from Chile on 12365 USB, carrying football on a special occasion in October. And now it's shown up again. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports the condition list. It was heard on UT January 16th at midnight 25 with another football game. This time it turned out it was not coming from the Radio Cooperativa network in Chile, but from another one which carries a lot of football, Radio Agricultura, strangely enough. After Spain is finished with its English hour on 6055 before 01 UT, the only shortwave frequency left from HCJB in Ecuador is more or less clear on 6050. January 21st at 0102, I noticed some strange chanting, which I could not recognize as anything Christian, but it must have been HCJB, and then an announcement in some indigenous language other than Quechua. According to the schedules, from 01 to 1:30 UT on weeknights, it's in Waldani, which is sometimes spelled with a W and other times with an H. That's among a few other native languages they have at other times of day, Chapala, Shuar, and Cofan. On the Condish list, Claudio Galas in Chile was monitoring at this very same time and describes it as a canticle carried out by women resembling a mantra. He tuned in again 24 hours later, January 22nd at 0101, to hear more of this. It starts off in Spanish, then there's the invocation or mantra in the language, but when they quote the Bible, that relies on Spanish. He says the same thing they do in other languages, including Quechua. When it's the Bible, it must be pronounced in Spanish, I guess sort of like the Quran, which must be in Arabic. The mantra repeated at 0115, and there was some other interesting music until the end of the Waldani program at 0130. Ecuador non, Zacharias Liangas in Greece also heard an HCJB broadcast in the Chechen language, January 11th at 16:18 on 13740. That's transmitted via Austria. And he says it was QRM'd by a mysterious buzzer. So that's the solution to the Chechnya problem. Try to convert them all to Christians. January 18th at 16:15 UT. I tuned across Radio Africa Network via WRMI on 17790. When they were giving three separate IDs in a row, each with a different P.O. Box address, one in Kenya, one in Uganda, and one in Zambia. And they were spelling everything, including the names of the countries, for the woefully ignorant, yet who must be literate if they're going to write to the stations. Thanks to Sakae Obara, a Japanese SWL temporarily in New Jersey, for the following info. A few weeks ago, we had a report about one of the IRRS programs on 15515 via Romania at 1500 to 1530. The name of it wasn't clear. Ivo Ivanov guessed it was Radio Orom Genati, which he spelled O-R-O-M-G-E-N-A-T-I. However, our contributor says it's Radio Warawangela. See the website uoece.org. In the Oromo language, the ID sounds like Kun Radio Warawangilati. Warawangila is pronounced together like Warangila, so that could be what he was really hearing. According to the website, they broadcast every Saturday on 15515 at 15 to 1530 via IRRS. But he says, I received the same broadcast on Sunday, January 19th at 1500 on the other frequency, 15190. And he's posted a sound clip of it on his own blog, which is shortwaverecording.blog.so-net.ne.jp, with the date 2014-01-19. It's in Japanese, but you should be able to see those numbers. It seems that 1600 UT on Saturdays is a good time for African clandestines on the 16-meter band. January 18th at 1600 on 17850, I was hearing Oromo Voice, which is transmitted via France. It ended at 16:30, but the carrier stayed on for several minutes. While on 17630, another clandestine for Ethiopia, very rapid speech in an African language I wasn't sure of. It ended at 16:30. Alki shows this is Radio Shorio with an X, Ogaden, Tuesday and Saturday only in Somali, starting at 1600, also via the site in Issoudun, France. This is the one with a split service on Monday and Friday at the same hour. It's on 17870 via Bulgaria. And there was a third station I'll mention later on. For the last several months, it's been pretty much guesswork about the true shortwave schedule from Greece due to the strife over there and a variety of programming, so their three frequencies are not always in parallel. But now John Babas has found, apparently on a website, a schedule dated January 12th for Voice of Free and Open ERT in the Whole World, as Google translated. And it's pretty explicit with the times, most of them for Europe, unavoidably, but with additional targets specified. Here they are. Transmitter number one, from 15 to 1850 to Central America, 9935, from 19 until midnight 50, North America on 7450, and 01 to 11, Central America, 7475. Transmitter 2, from 15 to 2050, Central America, 15630, 21 to 0150, Australia and the Middle East on 15650. From 02 to 0450, Central America, 15630, and from 05 to 11, Central Africa, on 11645. Transmitter number 3, from 15 until 11 straight through to North America, on 9420. The source of all this programming is now shown as ERA in Thessaloniki, not Athens. Thanks also for that to Wolfgang Büschel. I was listening to 9420, January 21st at 0615, when they were playing Always Look on the Bright Side of Life from Monty Python's Life of Brian, but it was sung in Greek. Whatever the serious problems with Greek broadcasting, the shortwave service continues to be very entertaining. You never know what kind of music you'll hear next. There is a new medium wave station on the air from Hawaii on 740. The National Radio Club reported that KCIK had been granted program test authority from Kihei, which I see is on Maui. It's 5 kilowatts day and night, non-directional, and it was soon heard by Brian Clark in New Zealand with Catholic Mass from 0844 UT, partial ID at 0900 on January 10th. It's part of the Immaculate Heart Radio Network, officially on the air since the 8th of January. NRC DX News also reports that its slogan is Sharing the Heart of Christian Faith, and it also carries EWTN programming. The January Medium Wave News from Britain carries an article found on the Diocese of Honolulu website about this. They'll also have some local programming, and they say further testing will determine if the signal reaches further from Maui to Molokai, Lanai, Oahu, and the Big Island. Well, I think it will, as it's already reached to New Zealand, and no doubt anywhere else there's not too much interference on the 740. All India Radio has never favored North America with a service, but we enjoy hearing them when we can, and I've found one good time to listen is between 21:30 and 22 UT on 11670, when they have various musical features, ranging from Indian classical music, and after the news and commentary at 22:15, more music, which may be of a more popular nature. This particular transmission on 11670 is from Bengaluru, and although it is not beamed toward us at all, it does a fairly good job. It's 280 degrees toward West Africa. The entire transmission is from 20:45 until 22:30. On January 18th at 21:30, they had a feature on the sarod and how it derives from an earlier Afghan instrument with lots of fine music coming out of it. The reception varies considerably from one day to the next. After all, it's almost transpolar from India to North America. Get it while you can. If it were in DRM, I doubt if it would be strong enough to decode over here. Nevertheless, All India Radio is going ahead with adding more and more DRM transmissions, replacing AM. In DX India, Joe Jacobs says there are three more English broadcasts, which are now DRM via Bengaluru, 10 to 11 on 17895, 20:45 to 22:30 on 11620, and 22:45 to midnight 45 on 13605. Furthermore, the Chinese service has been converted to DRM at 11:45 to 13:15 on 15795. We know that the Chinese broadcasts from India are jammed either by CNR1 or Firedrake, which of course are in the AM mode. I wonder if All India Radio would get through better if they were still in AM rather than DRM. I bet they would, but DRM enthusiasts should try this. Perhaps, to be fair, the Chi-Com should jam with DRM. Ron Howard in California reminds us of Kanguru Indonesia, the Australian English lessons, which are now carried apparently on only one shortwave frequency from Indonesia, 4869.90 variable, RRI Vimana, which is quite a low-power transmitter. It's on Thursdays at 12:30 UT. He heard it January 16th, tuning in at 12:37 with better than normal reception, but with some over-the-horizon radar QRM. They give an address in Bali for the program and went back to RRI programming after 1300, playing pop songs, but many of those were also in English. He also heard it January 9th, the previous Thursday at 12:46, when reception was slowly improving. You're tuned for World of Radio number 1705. Your contributions always welcome by PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in U.S. funds, please, on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Some good news for those of you who are not listening to us, because this is not a podcast. Those stopped late last year with WRN's change in policy. We're working on getting a podcast going again. We should have news about that by next week, if not sooner. Also, Charles Harlick points out that there is a handy way to tell when our web page has been available, our current audio via our website, so you may then retrieve our program as soon as it's available. It's called Femtoo. You receive an email when a web page, any web page, has been updated. It's femtoo.com. A new frequency from Kyrgyzstan has shown up, apparently replacing 4050. It's 4820, initially unidentified, via BCDX. Patrick Robich in Austria reports it's Birinchi radio, parallel to a known Kyrgyz frequency, 4010, while another one was not audible, 4795. But Wolfgang Büschel says there are only certain hours when it's possible to hear it, due to the 22-hour-a-day schedule of PBS Lhasa Tibet on the same frequency, which is much stronger, namely between 18 and 20 UT when it's off the air, or maybe when it's faded out between 01 and 03. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden was also listening to it January 16th at 18:56 on 4820. Not a very good signal, and he wasn't sure of the language. It was weak enough it could even have been French. But Mauno Ritola in Finland identified it as Birinchi radio on that new frequency. If 4050 was the previous frequency, it had actually not been heard since August, when it was relaying Radio Russia, so maybe it's actually a replacement for 4795. Wolfgang Büschel says that 4820 may now be parallel to 4010 and medium wave 1431, which is scheduled from 2300 until 1800. Further monitoring by Wolfgang Büschel found there's yet another station on 4820, All India Radio Calcutta, which is on the air until 1840. So that leaves only 1840 to 2000 as a possible window for hearing the new Kyrgyz frequency, which he calls a thinny poor signal. Here's another tip to last week's about hearing the only shortwave frequency from Laos, 6130. It's from Jim Evans in Tennessee in the NASFA flash sheet. On January 12th, it was peaking around 1300 UT, but mixing, yes, once again with another Tibet frequency. However, by 1255, Laos was dominating, and he heard an announcement in Lao at 1302 and some ballad vocal music. Laos peaked to almost moderate level at 1255 to 1302 and then deteriorated quickly, while Tibet remained mostly constant at poor strength and parallel to 6110. He says another result of enhanced conditions this week. Sometimes it runs much later, but on January 15th, Ron Howard in California heard PMA, the Cross Radio Micronesia, cutting off just after the dual-tone multi-frequencies. It turns the transmitter off automatically at 11:57 and 14 seconds. The frequency was 4755, 0.53 variable. He also heard it as early as 0733 on January 18th, when they were on 4755.49 variable, with an announcement as the Cross Radio Ministry of Pacific Mission Fellowship. Last week we had good news of another station turning off iBlock noise on the medium wave band, KFAQ 1170 in Tulsa. Fingers crossed, we feared it might not last, and it did not. By January 22nd, the noise is back on, interfering with KSL and other stations on 1160 and 1180. Tyler Media has now converted two Tulsa AM stations to mere relays of Oklahoma City stations. First it was 890, as heard in Tulsa on 1570, in Spanish and English. And now it's 1270 in Tulsa, formerly KRVT, but they changed call to KTUZ. which, as any Okie knows, is already the call of a Spanish FM station in Oklahoma City, 106.7, La Zeta. I checked them out on January 21st, and they were indeed in parallel and running a joint ID. Now filed unequivocally under Philippines is Radio Free Chosun, the clandestine for North Korea on 9775 at 14 to 16 UT, actually opening about 10 minutes earlier with a prelude of love songs in English. It's now confirmed that the transmitter site for this is that of Radio Veritas Asia, Palauig in the Philippines, not to be confused with Palau. This is P-A-L-A-U-I-G. For some time, we found the signal to be so good that it couldn't possibly be coming over the pole from Tajikistan or Uzbekistan, as some listings had it. It had to be from somewhere in Southeast Asia. And aimed at North Korea, we're just a bit further in the same direction. The Russian network, Mayak, is heard on VLF, 78.0 kHz. And here's the explanation. As Hasegawa in Japan found a YouTube clip of it and was wondering where it was coming from. Actually, it was found by Hiroshi, whom he quotes. Mano Ritola in Finland says it was explained on a Russian DX list that it's radiated from a wired radio network in Voronezh. Or is that Voronezh? Anyhow, this harks back to the old days when there was a lot more wired broadcasting in the Soviet Union. It still exists, apparently on two VLF frequencies, the other one being 120 kHz, according to Viktor Rutkowski. And this may occur in many other cities in Russia. And presumably the radiation wouldn't go very far beyond the cities, but worth checking, 78 and 120 kHz. Here's another exotic transmission from Russia, but it's on shortwave, so more of us may hear it, on 6020. It's Adygey Radio Maikop, which Wolfgang Büschel heard January 20th at 17:28. It's from the Armavir Tbilisskaya Shortwave Center, Mondays and Tuesdays at 17 to 18 UT, and Sundays at 18 to 19. It's mixed probably with Arabic and a Turkish language besides Adygeyan. Besides the clandestines to Africa I mentioned earlier, for Ethiopia on 17630 and 17850, Saturday at 16 UT, January 18th, there was another one at first unidentified on 17870. Ivo Ivanov has the answer. It's a new time and frequency of Radio Inyabutatu. That's the monarchist clandestine for Rwanda, and it too is transmitted via France, Saturdays only at 16 to 17 on 17870. They had been on 15310 for a while, although 17870 was their original frequency when they started in September, but then it was 1 hour later. Here's another clandestine, now confirmed to be broadcast by the Catholics at Radio Veritas Asia in the Philippines, Radio Free Sarawak. Palauig, Philippines is the site since January 6th, after they took a Christmas New Year break. The time, 11 to 12:30 UT. It was heard January 14th by Koji Hashimoto in Japan, with IDs around 1200. It's in the Iban language, and no longer via Taiwan. Although further east, we have no luck hearing it on 9545. Ron Howard says Solomon Islands is becoming his favorite station. In California, he's hearing it as early as 0515 UT, such as January 17th. That's 2.5 hours before sunset in the Solomons. Local programming after BBC started January 18th at 0630. On January 20th, he says, the voice of the nation provided mostly fair reception for a solid 4 hours, from 0700 till interference started adjacently at 1058. Tatarstan Wave is another exotic service from Russia, actually, which DXers enjoy hearing. Steve Luce in Texas says, I have not been hearing it lately at 0410 on 11790, but it might be propagation. He says, I once heard them playing Amazing Grace, sung in Tatar. Alexander Dyadyshev in Ukraine says January 18th, transmissions on 9895 and 11790 have been discontinued. The only one remaining is 12095 via Avir. That's the one at 0810 to 09 UT, and it was heard January 20th at 0843 by Nino Marabello in Italy in bclnews.it. No more shortwave, of course, from Radio Ukraine International, but Reggie Strummer in the UK says, I've been closely monitoring RUI online English service. My impression after this intensive study is that the journalists are working under duress from President Yanukovych's government. However, they are cleverly presenting an alternative viewpoint, such as quoting Senator Kerry slamming Yanukovych for ramming through Parliament a raft of anti-democratic measures. They get points across without expressing their personal opinions. I also note they repeat the same mailbox program three Saturdays in a row. Maybe the postbag would not make pleasant listening for the Ukrainian government. Brave journalists doing their best in difficult circumstances. Well, as I recall, it was standard procedure for the mailbags and other feature programs to be repeated week after week or alternating with a previous program. Sean Ferrer and Brian Miller forward a government notice just out that the entire Voice of America station at Delano, California is up for sale. The HUD assigned property number is 542-013-30005 if you want to look it up. The info says the property is suitable for possible use for facilities to assist the homeless under the Stuart B. McKinney Vento Homeless Assistance Act as amended, as published in the Federal Register December 16, 2013. Don't blame Obama. Delano was closed down under the Bush administration in 2007. Radio Miami alternate programming continues to show up on some different frequencies than the traditional 9955, 21 to 22 on 7730, and midnight to 01 UT on 9495, including some extra airings of World of Radio, such as UT Sunday at midnight 30. Jeff White explains, WRMI's internet stream is now running repeats of various programs, including World of Radio, between 06 and 11 and 15 to 20 UT, while 9955 is running Brother Stair. I don't have a complete schedule for the internet segments, and they'll probably be changing frequently. The same goes for those two shortwave segments. Rubén Guillermo Marginet in Argentina hears from Jeff White in Spanish that they're repainting the entire Okeechobee facility, and Tice White is redecorating it as well. Their adorable Labrador dog, Nevado, really enjoys being out there where there's lots of space and other animals. Gerald T. Pollard forwards a BBC Newsnight story. Headline, Is Our Sun Falling Silent? Solar lull is baffling scientists because it should be awash with activity. It has reached solar maximum in the 11-year cycle, but the giant ball of plasma should be peppered with sunspots, exploding with flares and spewing out huge clouds of charged particles. But apart from the odd event, like some recent solar flares, it has been very quiet. The outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 January 29th. Solar flux peaking at 160 January 28th and February 6th. The Czech Propagation Group says geomagnetic field will be active to disturbed January 29th. That's World of Radio 1705. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.